Hey guys, it's Ruthie. I just wanted to give you an update and kind of an announcement. Most of you, well, if you're in my server, you probably know this, but if you're not, I'm kind of making my announcement. So my announcement is, I'm still here. Contrary to some messages and reach outs that I've gotten from both people in the community and listeners, I'm still here. The last few months have been really hard for me. A part of that is the whole COVID situation. It's made things that were normal more tense. It's made harder on me in a lot of ways. Those that have been following me for a while, they know that last year in the fall, I made my move to a new big city for new opportunities and a new life, and it's been interesting. It's been a little tough, and then COVID happened, and things got really, really, really tough. That said, basically, the big announcement is those that I keep saying this, those that have followed me, those that know, I really just had a mediocre job just to make ends meet and I was scraping by. COVID happened and the atmosphere got very toxic, very hectic, very dangerous, just more than I could bear for a very long time, plus being out in the city by myself. I've already was facing things about isolation, and then now in public and in my work, everybody was being so like avoidant of each other, and people were pushy and rude and desperate and angry and upset, and I really just missed my family. But I worked the whole time, encountering the public, and so even though I didn't have the time off, if I did have the time off, I made the decision not to go home. Because I do have people in my family that are immunocompromised. And so it's really hard to deal with so much isolation for several months and then actually to deal with a situation that also like gives me no choice in my mind. So I really miss my family still a lot. And I hope that everything works out to where I can find time to see them soon and make a visit home. Anyways, the big announcement is after a lot of heartache and a lot of stress and just horrible things and toxicness, I decided to take a leap. I quit my job. I gave 2 weeks notice. Things got a little more rough, so I didn't make it to the 2 weeks. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can hustle my little Ruthie ass off and make this voice acting, writing, content artist creator a thing for me. I'm not super like I'm the best to where I think I could do it full-time right away, but right now the goal is to do it enough and hustle enough to where I can at least do it part-time and then get a part-time less stressful job somewhere else, to supplement what I can't make audio wise, writing wise. I made the move. It's happened. This next week is going to be my first full week of trying to be a business-minded or a, production-minded voice actress and writer, content creator. So I'm hyped. I am a little scared, but ultimately I'm trying to be super optimistic. Never in a million years did I think I would ever feel good enough or savvy enough or brave enough or crazy enough to consider pursuing a creative avenue for my day job, career, life. I'm a little nervous. I just wanted to thank you up front for all your support, your love, your messages, wondering where I am, your concern. I know I've kind of been like a little, hidden out, and things as I've been trying to sort my life and make these decisions and not be influenced too much. You guys are very sweet to me, and a million of you have said, Ruthie, you could do it any day you want, any way you want, you can do it. And I'm trying to be practical, but really thank you. You guys have bolstered me some, and the dear friends that I've talked to since I made the choice have really been endearing and sweet. So what does that mean? That means that I'm going to start getting into, my goal is super regular content put out, new projects. I have some things in the work that I cannot express how excited I am for. I mean, like, I almost want to cry a little bit because it's just things I never thought I would even consider doing and creating, and the ambition, and I just never thought it would get to this level, and I'm excited. I want you guys to see what I have coming up. So if you want to stay up to date, here's some things. What do I need from you guys? Continue to listen. Continue to support, give feedback, give me anything in as terms of like, what do you want to hear? What do you love the most? What, you know, what is my brand? Just ideas, everything. I will always take ideas. I have a suggestion box that I'm starting new. I've logged all the old suggestions. Like I said, I've been kind of AFK as far as thing goes with all the stress, but I've logged everything. I'm going to make it all work out. Other than that, a few other ways, avenues, if you know of anybody needing a voice actress, any resources like that or places I could go for there, definitely. I will soon be opening and full-fledged doing commission scheduling, different things like that. So if you've ever thought about getting a commission, consider commissioning me as an artist. I also have a Patreon. So that's cool. I have, those that don't know, I'm also on Twitch. I've been streaming. That's kind of like my hangout with my listeners and have fun playing video games. I'm a gamer girl, hashtag bad gamer girl. Check me out there. There is a tip box and you can subscribe and everything and all these little ways that I'm out there. Reach out to me if you know anything or if you have any ideas that maybe I haven't considered, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, I can't think of anything else at the time. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm sorry. My mind spinned all over. And I'm getting, like I said, I'm getting ready for my first week. So yeah, sorry, I'm kind of a goofball. So yeah, if you want to keep supporting and encouraging and listening, please do that. I am super excited about things we have to come. If you, like I said, ideas, writing, anything, I am always happy to take a look and see what wonderful things, some of the best ideas and some of my very, very, very best pieces have come from just simple ideas and or simply written short things that I've been able to morph into something grand. And theme weeks, I have theme weeks coming. I don't know if anybody knows, but, Daddy Week is right around the corner. And then I've got a couple of other, weeks that I think some of you nerds will really appreciate. And my podcast, I'm picking back up the podcast, my Kinks one. And also for those that don't know, I'm also in a nerd podcast, just general nerd media. We did an episode on Mortal Kombat. We've talked to like comic book creators and writers and more people and just everything. I'm doing everything. I love it. So please come hang out. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitch. I'm linking everything in this post with my announcement. So yeah, come hang out, support your gal, and we're just going to rock and roll it all together. All right. Thank you. I love you all so much. I've got nothing love for you. Ruthie wouldn't be a thing without you guys. Really, she wouldn't. And I adore looking forward to everything we're going to create together. All right. Mwah! See you out there.